Strangers by Dean Koontz, produced by Brilliance Audio, is the story of a handful of people from different backgrounds living in different towns and cities across America. They had nothing in common, except a dark memory drawing them to the Tranquility Motel where the terrifying truth was waiting.
Ernesto's got Hector, the little boy you probably saw when you came in. He's got him down on the sofa, holding him, and he's got a goddamn 6-inch switchblade at Hector's throat. Mr. Mendoza, well, he's going crazy, wanting to rush Ernesto and take the knife, but scared Ernesto will slash Hector. Ernesto's screaming he was blissed on angel dust. He's PCP crazy, and you can't talk sense to him. We drew our guns because you don't just walk up to some doped-out freak with a knife and shake hands. But we didn't want to try to shoot him because he had the knife at Hector's throat. Hector was crying, and Ernesto could have killed the kid if we made the wrong move. So we tried to talk him down, talk him away from Hector. And we seemed to make headway, because he started to take the knife off the boy. But then, all of a sudden, Jesus, he slashed quick, cut Hector's throat almost from ear to ear, deep. Winton shuddered. Deep. Then he raised the knife over his head, so we shot him. I'm not sure how many times. Bloom away. And he fell dead on top of Hector. We pulled him off, and there was little Hector, one hand, trying to close up the hole in his throat. Blood spurting between his fingers, eyes already glazing over. The cop took a deep breath and shuddered again. His eyes came back into focus as if he needed to retreat from the horror of the past. He looked toward the window, beyond which the gray winter daylight sifted like soot over the gray uptown street. Stefan's heart had begun to pound, not because of the bloody horror that Winton had described, but because he could see where the cop's story had to be leading, and he was eager to hear the miracle described. Looking at the window, Winton continued. His voice grew shakier as he spoke.
There's no first aid for that kind of wound, Father. Severed arteries. Veins. Big arteries in the neck. Blood pumps out like water from a hose, and you can't use a tourniquet. Not on the neck. And direct pressure won't seal up a carotid artery. Shit, no.
I knelt on the floor beside the sofa, and I saw
Hector was dying fast. He looked so little, Father, so little. That kind of wound, they're gone in 2 minutes, sometimes a lot less, and he was so little. I knew it was useless, but I put my hands on Hector's neck, like somehow I could hold the blood in him, hold the life in him. I was sick, angry, scared, and it just wasn't right that a boy so little should die that way, that hard. Not right he should die at all, not right. And then he healed. Father Bekazik said softly.
Winton Tok finally looked away from the gray light at the window and met Stefan's eyes.
Yes, Father. He healed. He was soaked in his own blood, seconds away from death, but he healed. I didn't even know what was happening, didn't feel it happening. Nothing special in my hands. Wouldn't you think I'd feel something special in my hands? But at first, I realized that something incredible was happening was when the blood stopped spurting against my fingers, and the boy shut his eyes at the same time, which was when I thought he was dead for sure, and I shouted, "No! God, no!" And I started to take my hands away from Hector's throat to look at it. And that's when I saw the wound was the wound was closed up. It still had a raw, ugly look to it, an awful line with a knife cut deep, but the flesh was knit together into a bright red scar. A healing scar.
Strangers is read by award-winning narrator Dick Hill. Brilliance Audio presents this suspense in 30 hours, unabridged on 24 compact discs, 2 MP3 CDs, or download.